Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
We've been doing it for the last 20 minutes,
it's
by the way.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
All right. Let's see if this is TJ Miller. Hello.
It's me. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? I was sleeping in a yurt last night.
A yurt?
What's a yurt?
It's like a giant tent for women who love crystals and bowls that make sound.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yep.
Yeah, I like beds.
That's
beds work.
That's right, but it did not have cell service. So here I am now, guys. How are you?
Thank you. Good. Are you on a retreat?
Against my will, yes. Oh.
Where can we pick you up?
No, my friend who I'm writing the Christmas movie with, he lives upstate New York in like this like sort of farm commune thing. He's a seriously weird like stoner musician guy, and so they always have people staying in their rooms. And for the first time last night, I was told I would be sleeping in the yurt. I said, "That's great. I have radio tomorrow. Is there cell service up there?" And they go, yeah, I think so. And that should have tipped me off. There's a bunch of kind of hippies are like, I think there is up there. Yeah, there isn't. There's just a frequency to astrally project yourself into sound bath.
How long does this thing go on?
This is the end of it now that this has happened. It goes on no longer when I make Chaz and AJ wait even a minute.
Everyone's like in this commune and they're all vibing with the universe. And then TJ's like, where's my effing phone? I have no signal. God
yeah, that's
damn it.
Exactly right. I have to go on the radio. They're like, we'll just like latch you into the frequency of the fact that we have chickens, man. It's going to be that big, brother.
Oh, that's
yeah, it's
great.
Pretty weird. So it'll be kind of a culture clash or culture shock, I should say, between, you know, going from this to the Comics Roadhouse at the Mohegan Sun. Things are slightly more consumerist, I think, at the casino, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, then when do you, so you leave there now and then drive over to the casino, or when do you leave?
So I wrote last night, I wrote this Christmas movie with my buddy last night because we got, it's amazing, but we got notes from the writers of Deadpool, Rhett Reese and Paul Wernicke. And they read our script and they loved it. We also had a guy who wrote Planet of the Apes and the movie Unstoppable that I was in. And he gave us notes. And, you know, it's really something when you go from letting your friends read a script or your agents or managers, whatever, you know, hearing their thoughts and then giving it to, like, well, three of the most famous screenwriters in Hollywood. And Deadpool, those writers' box office is in the billions. So they're like, and they're sort of genre breakers, and that's what we're doing with this Christmas movie because it's intergalactic. And so them reading it and giving us detailed notes, which they did, is like priceless. It's just amazing. I think it would probably cost, I don't know, $500,000 or $1 million to get notes from these guys if they weren't my friends. So I was even concerned giving them the script because I was like, is it appropriate to ask for notes? And so I said, no, I'm just going to ask them to read the script. They came back with very detailed notes. So last night on a marathon sort of writing session, we wrote for like 11 hours or something.
Damn.
To sort of take the notes, and it's really fun. But this guy lives on a farm, you know. There's like barely more chickens than people that are in his weird artistic compound. He's a genius. I mean, he's so brilliant and so funny. And this whole movie actually comes from his idea. So that's what I'm doing up here. And then I'm really excited to sort of leave this weird upstate, you know, almost Brooklyn, but much, much dirtier kind of situation.
The with
Comics
chickens.
Roadhouse stand up. Yeah, and in between, I think I'm going to a Bitcoin event. So, yeah, guys, I really try and pack in the weird stuff.
Yeah, this movie sounds great. Well, what happened with, I know you've addressed this a million times, but not here, but with Deadpool, Why would they not have you back? Like, you were one of the best things in that movie.
Seriously.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying that. Deadpool versus Wolverine, I don't know if you've seen it. It's not a really a Deadpool movie. It's more like a Marvel movie. And, you know, most of the people, Domino, Cable, all that stuff, they didn't really come back and be a part of that because that, you know, the new Deadpool was really about Deadpool and Wolverine. And I watched it. I thought it was a great Marvel movie. It was so cool for people who love Marvel. It's a great action film. Ryan is super funny. But when I walked away from it, I wasn't like, that's an amazing comedy. Because I don't think that's what they were trying to do. I think it was a different thing.
That's a great point.
I always said that, you know, the third installment of franchise is almost always the cash grab looking not a great movie. Godfather 3, Hangover 3, you kind of look at all these examples. People will go, well, what about Return of the Jedi? That was a great movie. And I'll go, that's the sixth installment. What did you think of the third? And then I go, But yeah, and you know, it was interesting. Ryan and I sort of had, it's weird, it's not even a feud, but I told a story and then that got picked up. And you guys know the media, they just spin it and now it's clickbait. And TJ, I remember work with Ryan Reynolds again. And then, you know, like all sort of friendships, you know, he reached out and apologized. And then we just started, you know, texting and talking. And now it sort of blossomed into a really good friendship where, you know, he's sending me videos. I'm sending him audio messages. It's all very romantic. I hate the word. But, you know, I think that us going back and forth, part of that is me sort of saying, like, I'd love to work with him again. I think it'd be fun because he is the funniest person. He's so funny. He's definitely one of the funniest people alive. And he might be the funniest person I've ever worked with. You know, just pound for pound with improvisation and from a purely comedic standpoint. I don't know people that can improvise as quickly as him.
You guys are so good together, too, on screen.
Yeah, I think so
good.
And I think he recognizes that. But we, he's just, if you talk to anybody about Ryan, and people love to talk about Ryan, but if you talk to anybody about Ryan, no matter what they have to say about him or this interaction or that, or I know him this well, or I don't really know him that well, at the end of every conversation, it's just two people going, yeah, but he is so funny. You know, that's kind of, I talked to one of the writers from Deadpool about him. We sort of discussed him, and when's the last time you talked to him? And then just kind of at the end of talking about him, both of us are like, ah, he is so funny. And the writer's like, so funny. I mean, so quick, such a good writer. So, you know, I think his talent is, you know, behemoth. He really is like a force to be reckoned with.
I'm actually glad I asked now because now I know that you guys worked it out and have made up, and that makes me happy.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, look, everybody grows, you know, and people, I would be in arrested development if I was not open to people changing and growing and friendships being dynamic. But he's like, I don't know, he's really something. I want to say it again, he's a force to be reckoned with. So it's good. Yeah, that's what I've been saying, is like, if he wanted to do a Deadpool 4 and, you know, he thought that the two of us could really kick ass in it, then I would totally be down to do that. I mean, you know, that's how kind of things change. And I think, you know, it's really weird, but I've gotten so many people, not just like fans at shows, but a lot of people in the airports and on the street and all that stuff come up and recognize me, and they're so nice. And then a lot of people are like, oh man, I missed you in Deadpool versus Wolverine, you know, or why weren't you in that one? Or are they going to do a Deadpool 4? And so there's also been a lot of love where I sort of have to, if my philosophy really is be about the, you know, be all about the audience, and you're doing this for the people and making them laugh, and life is tough. So, you know, I want to give them a little bit of a respite from that. I can say all this because I'm a real radio program with Chad and AJ.
TJ Miller is on. You know what people should do tonight when they go to see you at Comics at Roadhouse, Mohegan Sun? People should show up in Deadpool costumes.
Mind blown.
What do you think of that idea?
I love that. I mean, you know, people come with Deadpool shirts on and all that stuff. It's getting close to Halloween, so, you know, you can come test out your Deadpool costume here with me. I want more people to go as Weasel. I think that would be funny if everybody showed up with horn rim glasses and blown out the straightened hair.
Or the Cloverfield monster. That would be a great cut.
Oh, God.
God.
That's a big undertaking.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that really is. You've got to attach all these disgusting little parasites. I guess you could get either wiener dogs or neutrino rats or something. I think that's the
appropriate size and scale.
Yep.
TJ Miller is on. Thank you for making time climbing down the mountain with the candles and
oh, my God. I wish you were wrong. There's candles and sound bowls everywhere, and I was just like, what is going on? I was one of those guys. You ever see those guys walking around outside sort of pointing their phone in the air like a water divination stick? That was me, sort of pointing my phone in the air, running around in circles, being like, all I need is two bars. That's it, just two bars. Usually when I yell that, I'm talking about getting drunk one place and then getting kicked out and needing to go to another place to get drunk. Just two bars. That's all I need.
You know, that's, I don't know if it's us or if it's you, but you have this tendency to have trouble coming on. Can we play you like two or three appearances ago on the show? Here it is.
I have radio to do this morning. Chaz and AJ, God damn it.
See, you stay in a hotel, you get that. You stay in a yurt, there's no service.
That's right.
We got to figure out something in between the two.
We got to get a in between.
Yeah, it's true. It's either this pandemonium on the New York street or a yurt that is off the grid. I just got to go to like a sound booth room in one of the airport clubs where they just plug in and kind of all you can hear is me sort of with a scratchy voice talking about Ryan Reynolds. We'll get there.
TJ Miller, thank you so much for coming on, man. Roadhouse, Mohegan Sun, tonight, tomorrow, Saturday. We're linked up at WPLR.com. It's going to be great. Thank you, TJ.
I love it. Thank you guys so much. I have such a great picture of you guys, so please come and hit me again. Both of you, you look like sort of bizarro versions of each other sometimes.
Okay. It's not far from the truth.
The truth? No.
Yeah. You're from different Deadpool multiverses. Just slightly, slightly different.
That's probably what happened.
Yep.
Yeah. Dude, I love you guys so much. Thank you very much. And let's talk again. And everybody come to Comics Roadhouse. Tonight, one show. Tomorrow, one show. Saturday, two shows.
Nice.
It's going to be really fun. It's a Roadhouse vibe. So if all goes well, I'll be riding a mechanical bull and
trying to look at
the most damn bar. Because what if they fall? That's always awkward. All right, guys.
TJ, thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.